Sweet Anger by Sandra Brown. Chapter 1. We've got a 2-alarm fire working on Claremont just south of 6th Avenue. It should be at about 42H on your Mapsco. And get there pronto. I want some good video. The inch-long ash on the end of Pinky Lewis's cigarette fell unnoticed on his battered, cluttered, littered desk. The harried news director paused long enough to say, "Hiya, sweetheart," to the young woman who had just moved aside a day-old moon pie, a roll of masking tape, and 2 cups of cold gray coffee in order to perch on the corner of the desk. "When you're done with the fire," Pinky went on, returning his attention to the 2 men lounging by his desk, "swing by that elementary school where the 3rd graders are writing letters to the Russians. If we have any time left on the 6 o'clock, it'll make good human interest. Anybody hear from Jack lately? It's taken him 4 hours to shoot that bit on the drug bust." "Maybe he's hanging around, hoping they'll let him sample the goods." The videotape photographer grinned as he heaved the camera to his shoulder. The reporter, who was pulling on his sport coat, thought his cohort's suggestion was funny and laughed. "I'll have his ass," Pinky growled. "So, what are you 2 bozos waiting for?" The grins collapsed. That particular tone in Pinky's voice could bring about miraculous changes in a man. "The damn fire will be out before you get there. I want to see flames, smoke, tragedy in the making," he yelled, waving his arms descriptively. "Now get out of here!" The reporter and cameraman left, stumbling in their haste. Pinky glowered after them and ran a hand through his hair. Or he would have, if he'd had any hair. Actually, he ran his hand over a rapidly growing bald spot that blended into his beefy forehead. It was his florid complexion and fair hair.